As authorities struggled to restore power, many New Yorkers found themselves outside when they normally would have been either at work or cooling off in the comfort of their homes. This lady was on the street, relaxing with friends.
It looks like they're bringing the city back online as they did in 1977. People are not panicking or upset because they realize it's not terrorism and they're just enjoying the day.
That day is hot and humid, typical weather for New York City in August. And with no electricity to pump water into the apartment buildings, this man took advantage of an open fire hydrant to fill his plastic basin.
The city opened it up this morning only, but not for last night. But it's nice. There's another hydrant over there, so you can see a lot of people walking back and forth, freshening up themselves and filling up the bottled water. And there's a little breeze, luckily, that you can feel right now yourself, and that's the best one can do.
Supplies are running short in some stores, inconveniencing folks like Tyrone, who still managed to smile through it all.
And I got no cell phone. I can find a place to charge my cell phone. My air conditioner don't work. Food I like to eat, I can't get the food I want, so I gotta eat a lot of junk, and I don't understand how Queens could be powered up and not Manhattan.
Some people are fearful and are expressing their concern as anger. This man felt the city was not doing enough to get the power grid back up. I spoke to him as he waited in line to get into a supermarket.
What are you waiting in line to buy?
Some food so my wife can eat something. She's a type 1 diabetic, okay? It's unconscionable. How's that? That's a nice word, isn't it?
What is?
Huh? The conditions. All of this. Standing in line like it's Iraq.
But this lady was happy with the way that New Yorkers seemed to be doing their best to help each other, especially two of her neighbors.
Chris and Jose from 635, they carried upstairs a lady in a wheelchair all the way to the 11th floor.
So this is really bringing out the best in New Yorkers?
You tell me. It certainly does. Believe me, I'm very proud of those boys.
There were many stories to tell in New York City during this blackout, stories that may be repeated long after the blackout is over. This is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.